Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, October the 30th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're continuing with the introduction. This is really part two of the introduction to the pay-per-view series that starts on November the 1st. November the 1st, we break down the final upgrade. We're talking about mankind to Godkind. We want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify in this new series what I've been doing all year. So all year, in 2018, as we talked about on yesterday's show, I've been sharing with you for this entire year that your new upgrade, what is happening to your body right now as we speak, what according to science. Now, again, this is all scientifically proven, as I will break down during this series, and as I have been doing the entire year. So we want to continue, to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the new you. You are being upgraded, contrary to your popular belief. And the way that you know you are being upgraded is by the way that you vibrate or you feel, meaning the things that used to bother you don't bother you. The things that used to be in your space, in your area of consciousness, the things, the people, especially, that you associated with on a level are no longer on that, you're no longer on that same level. There is a conflict, however, that is going on as the old man, the old you, wants to keep you where you are at, and the new you wants to vibrate on the level that you're going. And so now the final test, if you will, of your true destiny is here. Brothers and sisters, I want to share during this series, again, I'm just introducing, yesterday we talked about the water story that the Bible calls the mystery of the gospel. And we talked about in the ancient text, in the ancient Sumerian text, and along with all of the other texts, it talks about salt water and fresh water. And it talks about the battle between alkalinity and acidity that takes place inside of the human body. This is the true esoteric battle or the esoteric origin of mankind. Now, brothers and sisters, the scripture tells us, based upon, again, this is for my Bible thumpers out there, the scripture says in John, 1 John 3, what I'm sharing during this new series that starts on November the 1st. Now, if you like me, you need scientific proof along with biblical proof, along with non-canonized esoteric proof that the things that I am saying to you are in fact true and they can be proven. Now, yesterday we talked about the claims that has been established by Samuel Cramer, and we talked about the claims that have been established by the Iraqi government and the Iraqi transport minister, the Minister of Transportation in Iraq, who talked about what happened in Iraq 7,000 years ago. And this, again, it's on YouTube. In the video statement, it's in Arabic, but it can be translated into English, where ancient Mesopotamia, which is in the Bible, the Garden of Eden, because of the Euphrates River and the Tigris River, and they talked about the new airport construction that was built over the top of the old airport in southern Iraq near Basra, B-A-S-R-A, where the Sumerians or the Samaritans or the Anunnaki or Nibiru or the Shining Ones built their airport. So they built an airport in the exact location and to the exact specifications that was built 5,000 B.C., about 7,000 years ago. And according to the Al-Zazar and the Dihqar, D-H-I-Q-A-R, it's a city in Iraq, there is evidence, which is the reason why we was over there with Bush 1 and Bush 2, because Saddam was the reincarnation, at least that's what he said, of Nebuchadnezzar. And so they wanted to make sure that whatever was in that palace, you didn't see. And you didn't, because it was ransacked. We wasn't over there for oil. We was over there for artifacts. And so now they're coming out and they're saying that, hold up, there is some information that has totally been left out of human history. And the Samaritans, before the Samaritans, they recorded a civilization that existed before them, before the Anunnaki or the Nephilim or the Fallen Ones or the Shining Ones or the Feathered Serpent or whoever, whatever culture or whatever language, they talking about this, and there's evidence 5,000 years before the Bible was ever thought. And so we must examine this astronomical phenomenon because it's also written in the stars. It's also in stone. And guess what? It's also inside of your DNA. Now, in the ice caps, as I talked about before, on the North Pole and South Pole, they can dig down into the ice, and they can say they use some type of technology that can determine, because as you know, water holds memory. That's why the Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God, but you must be born of the water and the spirit. Spirit is thoughts. Water is hydrogen and oxygen, because we drink water, but water contains memory. So basically, As Dr. Emoto has already determined, you can determine a lot by examining water. And so in the Bible, it talks about teleos. So this new series is called Teleates, the final upgrade. So teleates is inside of your Bible, and it is the English word perfect. And so the Father has set in place, or he is allowing, depending on who you talk to, certain things to happen so that way you get upgraded. So now the word teleates is a Greek word that means finisher. It means the completer. It means the administrator. It means completion. So the world's most powerful secret society is you. It's in your DNA. And contrary to popular belief, regardless of what we say, now again, this is just science. We haven't even got to the biblical stuff yet. According to science, now again, this is the scientific proof according to, you know, modern-day Iraq, which is, again, Sumner, which is in Genesis, the Garden of Eden, which is in the ancient text, Eden, E-D-I-N. But for us, it's E-D-E-N. So they had Adam, you. And so we're going to break this down, and we're going to talk about the true destiny of mankind based upon the text 7,000 years before Constantine and the Bible and everything that we know in the West. So what happened 7,000, this is prehistory, prehistoric history, if you will. So we're going to break down what the Iraqis already know, what the reason why we originally went over there with Bush 1 and Bush 2, and the reason why we had to silence Saddam Hussein, and the reason why, oh boy, that was, what's the other guy, Gaddafi, the reason why we had to silence Gaddafi, it had nothing to do with oil, it had to do with artifacts. And so, now remember, you can look this up on YouTube, just type in Iraqi Transportation Minister announces Samaritan's Airport. So they built this airport on top of the old that was there 7,000 years ago. Now, again, you have to read the article and you have to do the research and watch the YouTube videos. And, you know, now this is what we're going to be talking about during this series. We're going to talk about this Russian. Now, this guy's not even in Iraq. A Russian scientist and professor named Samuel Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. Samuel Kramer, a Russian professor and a Samaritan expert, talks about what took place in Mesopotamia 7,000 years ago. That predates what you and I know. And they want to talk about what took place 11,000 years ago. So this was purposely left out of the Helios Biblios by Constantine and his homeboys. Now, you guys know I'm not an alarmist or an extremist or a conspiracy theory guy. There's a lot of stuff that if I say it, like I always say, we probably wouldn't be friends. But the reason I don't say all this stuff is because I just wait for biblical and scientific proof. I just wait for the science to catch up. And so this has been revealed to me by my Father. And 1 John 3:1 confirms to me what I've known since I was a little boy, that something is not right with this system. So now the prince of the power of the air. Notice that, again, as I've said on many shows before, that the prince, it said nothing about his power. It says that the prince of the power of the air. So the power is in the air. The power is not in the prince, as I've said on many shows. So we got to break this down, and we're going to be breaking that down during this series as well. And then in the ancient text, what you and I call angels were not or are not angels. These beings, they live a lot longer than us, but most of us, I don't know a lot of people who've read all of the Samaritan text. I don't know a lot of people who study, like, you know, my good buddy Zen Garcia. You guys know I've been on his show on many a times, but I don't know most people who understand history, like human history prior to the Bible. Prior, I'm talking about, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50, you know, a million years before the Bible. I don't know many people who understand that the Sumerian fallen angel mystery. As the Bible says, that we talked about yesterday, as I'm going to prove, The Bible talks about the mystery of the gospel. And we read yesterday, and I'm going to break it down for you during this series, the word mystery is the word mist story. It's a water story. It's about salt water and fresh water, because that's mentioned in all of the texts 11,000 years before the Bible was a thought. So none of this stuff is talked about in the West for some reason. It's not inside of Western culture. It's not inside of even some of the Eastern culture. Now, Paul said this in Ephesians chapter 3 yesterday. When Paul said, and I quote Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1, "For this reason I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, on your behalf, or on behalf of the Gentiles." And then it goes down, and it says in verse 4, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery, mystery is spelled M-Y, the Y is an I, M-Y-S-T, that's M-I-S-T, that's mist. And then story, S-T-E-R-S-T-O-R-Y. So that's a mist story. So if you don't know the story of the water, and if you don't know the story of the Spirit, you can't get into the kingdom, according to the Bible that we all love, because we're all Bible thumpers or retired Bible thumpers. So if you don't know that story about the water and the Spirit, you can't get into the kingdom. Now, that story is broken down in all of the ancient texts, but it's not talked about at all inside of the Helios Biblios, other than it's a mystery, and it's not for previous generations. But thankfully, it's for the apostles and the prophets, which I guess I must be one of those, or I'm just in the right generation. I think I'm probably in the right generation. So this generation has access, because remember, Luke 17:21 says, when you see the man with the pitcher of water in into the city, city means the cell. That's the neutrinos that, according to NASA's website, if you go to NASA, now we all know that means deceiver. That means NASA in Greek, NASA, that word in the Greek and in Hebrew and in Latin and Aramaic, it means to deceive. So anything you get from NASA is designed to deceive based upon the definition. So, but according to NASA's website, the sun is releasing CMEs. These are called neutrinos. Now, neutrinos, they make your DNA produce a new protein synthesis. Scientists don't know why. So right now, the sun's rays is providing more than just heat. It's also providing information that's bringing about a transformation. Why? Why now? Well, the three blood moons. Now, this is inside of your Bible. This is called Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, Job 9:9. So Job chapter 9, verse 9, talks about when God told Job, where was you when I made Arcturus, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the chambers of the south? Now God is the God of the north, but he's telling Job, yo, homie, I made the south too. And then he's asking Job, since you so bad, where was you at when I spun the stars? Job did not have an answer. But notice what God is saying was in there. Now, I've never heard a reverend, doctor, or bishop break down that, as I've already done. Those are star systems. You can go to NASA's website, and you can look up Arcturus. You can look up Orion's belt. You can look up the Pleiades, and they match exactly what's on Mars, and they match exactly what's in Egypt. Why, brother? Why? Now, y'all can play church. I mean, not y'all, but, you know, people that you know. They may be playing church, but I know that you are an astute individual. Otherwise, you would not be tuning into this show. Now, we can also read Job 38:39. Now, remember, biblical proof, scientific proof, esoteric proof. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken according to the biblical narrative, because I'm a Bible thumper. I like thumping my Bible. And Job 38:31 tells me, canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades, and canst thou loose the bands of Orion? He's asking Job, can you do that? And so then Job 38:32, drop down on the next verse, it says, canst thou bring forth the Mazarut in its season? Or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? Arcturus has sons. But I don't know no Reverend Dr. Bishop who knows who the hell Arcturus is, because it's predatory. But I know Reverend Dr. Bishop who tell me, well, brother, you know, astrologers are the devil, brother. Man, if you don't get your ass up out of here. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because, you know, let me drink some water. I don't want to get too wound up today. This is just the intro. Again, the series starts on November the 7th. I mean, November the 1st. And in that series, again, I'm going to destroy most people's theology. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. Why? That's my destiny. That's my design. That's why I'm on the planet. The Mazarut was replaced by the word astrology. Constantine ain't stupid. Look up the definition of the word Mazarut. It's in your Bible. Now, let me make sure you understand, because the Bible talks about and explains the Mazarut as being the 12 tribes of Israel. That matches up with the 12 zodiac signs that you say is of the devil. I mean, not you, but, you know, people you know. And then the Mazarut breaks down the ancient messianic calendar. Now, Yahushua supposedly was a Messiah. That's what they say. So his calendar, before it was replaced by the Gregory and the Gregory. So they, Roman, Constantine, you know, they replaced, they changed the time. They changed calendars. They changed months. They took out the holy days and they put in holidays. God didn't tell them to do that. They did that because they ain't stupid. They wanted to do something that there's this dude. I'm not going to get into Joseph Atwater. If you are a learned individual, if you're a learned individual and you never heard of Joseph Atwater, please Google that name. I don't want nobody to send me no hate mail. You know, I'm like, I ain't got time. But Joseph Atwater's discoveries, which are not discoveries because it's in the Dead Sea Scrolls, that's the reason why. What's his name? Who interpreted the Dead Sea Scrolls for the Vatican is no longer here. He, like everybody else who talks about this knowledge, he had an accident too, and he's no longer on the planet. So Joseph Atwater has proof. Now, Joseph Atwater is also one of the guys who came out with a book called Covert Messiah, along with his book called Constantine's Messiah. And Joseph Atwater breaks down the Jewish sects in Palestine during the time of the Roman Empire. And Joseph Atwater talks about a lot of the psychological warfare that was going on, because when the Romans has exhausted all of their conventional means of squashing, this Jewish rebellion, the Romans, along with my homeboy Caesar Augustus and Constantine, they came up with a very clever plan, and it's still in work today. So I don't even want to go into that plan, because every time I talk about it, you know, people get their panties in the water, and they kind of miss the whole point. Which is, I'm not saying it is right or wrong. I'm just talking about Flavius Josephus, again, who was a historian who basically flipped sides. And without understanding Titus Flavius and the Flavians and who they were, history, no Bible, no devils, no demons, history, just basic history. Without understanding basic history, what I'm going to share during this series, yeah, it's going to cause you some discomfort. So if you want to kind of like prime the pump and get ready, again, remember the cost of the series is $50 for non-members, $25 for members of the Life Management System. The reason I charge money for my stuff, along with, number one, for my time to do for the research, and also so that way I can keep the naysayers out. Ain't nobody going to pay money if they ain't interested in learning. After the first, again, the cost is $100. For the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, it's free. You ain't got to pay a dime, homie. Just show up. Now, Brother Will, why should we show up and listen to you rant and rave and yell when I can just go home and, you know, sit down with some pina coladas and watch Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives? Well, brother, sister, that's a great question. Let me answer that with some scriptures. 1 John 3. So 1 John 3, to me, is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. I like pretty much all of the verses in the Bible. But 1 John 3 is a cookie blower. It says, behold. So that means, look, I got something to say. Like he said, like look, like hold it, look, like oh, stop everything you're doing, stop multitasking, look. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. So the Father has bestowed something upon us. Now, during this series, I'm going to mess up your theology really bad because the mankind was manipulated by the God kind. So the Nephilim, the fallen angels, they said, you know, we're going to mess up God's plan. Now, God says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the second coming of the Son of Man. So genetic engineering was going on during Noah's day. So genetic engineering is going on during our day. So I'm not surprised because, again, the biblical narrative states. So God says the Father, the big one, not the little one, the Father has bestowed upon us. So on this earth, the Father is devoid. Let's just say Jesus says that I got to go, but I'm going to leave a down payment, a deposit called a comforter. That's called the Holy Spirit. That's called the Ruach. That's called the Pneuma. That's called, if you listen to the message I preached on Sunday that I post on YouTube, that says faith without works is dead. Works means that your brain is totally occupied. Works is not physical. Works is mental. Faith means that you made a concrete decision. So after you make a concrete decision, your brain must be immersed in that decision. If you don't have those two, your dogs don't hunt, according to the biblical narrative and the ancient text, as I broke down on Sunday. Now, works, now the word faith and works in English might mean something else, but the original text, if you have to trace it back using etymology to find the original meaning of the terms, because a lot of times the words in the original text is different from the words in English. That's what's called a translation. Usually it's a transliteration. They just totally change the definitions of words. It's really profound. Really profound. If you really look at the ancient text and you look at the text we got, it's really profound. Words change meanings over time. The craziest thing since sliced bread. So it's saying in 1 John 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Now, that word bestowed, that's a cookie blower. I could talk for hours on that word, but, you know, we got bigger fish to fry. The word bestowed, however, is a Greek word, didomai. So the Greek word didomai gives us the English word bestowed. That means to give a gift to someone. It means one's own accord to give one something to his advantage. It means to grant or to bespoke, to give somebody something that gives them an advantage. Now, again, I could stop there. The big G did something for me that gives me an advantage. That's, we could all stop right there, but that ain't it. During this 7-hour series, what I'm going to tell you, it's gonna mess up your theology, because I know you think you're a poker, right? I know you think you're well done, right? That's what they told me when I went to church. You're well done. And I believe them. So I thought like a well-done-er, and so I drew well-done-er activities. If you think you're a peasant, you're going to act like a peasant. You're going to walk like a peasant. You're going to talk like a peasant. You're going to act like a priest. You're going to walk like a priest. You're going to talk like a priest. The fact that they, whoever they are, told you and sold you something that was not to your advantage, because according to 1 John 3:1, the big G has gave me something that gives me an advantage over all the other Cretans and all the other peasants. Now, the big G calls me a royal priest. The big G also calls me according to the scriptures that you love. I didn't write the Bible. I'm just reading it. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love. Hold up, the Father, though, he hates me because I got bad behavior, right? Okay, another study for another time. He says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed. That means he gives you something that gives you an advantage upon us. Why? Why would the Father do that? That we should be called the sons of God. What? So I'm a son of God? I thought I was a worthless rag. I thought I was a low-down, dirty sinner. Let's continue. that we should be called the Son of God, sons of God. So God gave us something that makes us sons of God, or at least we are called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. So therefore, if the world knows you, God don't. If the world don't know you, God does. And it's pretty simple. So God, the big one, not the little one, says that you're my son. Now, that's 1 John 3:1. So now I'm going to give you all of the proof. I'm going to give you some stuff. I'm going to tell you some things that's going to really hurt your brain. That's why you need to be on this next series. Starts, again, $25 for members of the Life Management System, $50 for non-members. Because the Anunnaki came down here, and that means Anu. Now, most people don't know when Jesus said, when they asked Jesus, where are you from? Again, I've told people, this is old, so this is not a secret. I can tell you guys this, because I've been telling you this for 15 years. Jesus says, I am from above. You are from below. That's what Jesus said. Now, I've begged, I've asked, and I've pleaded. I've already looked it up. Look at what Jesus said he was from. And look at what the Samaritans and the ancient texts, books that was written 11,000 years before the Bible was a thought. Why come Jesus say he's from the same place? I'm not making it up. You can look it up for yourself. Jesus says, I am from above. What does that word above mean in the original text? Triple dare you to look it up. Triple dare you to look up where Jesus said he was from. Jesus said that. I didn't say that. I'm not making this up. I'm just repeating what Jesus said. And Jesus also talks about some things that are very profound. Jesus said, the things I have done, you shall do. Now, Jesus also said that he's the firstborn of many brethren. Firstborn of many brethren. Now, Jesus makes some profound statements that, again, I'm going to be breaking down during this series, because once you understand the true destiny of mankind, it's not, I haven't heard it taught anywhere. Because when I looked it up in the original text and when I looked it up in the Bible, I'm like, well, why? It's in the Bible. How come they don't teach us that? How come they didn't teach me that when I was a little whippersnapper growing up? And when I was a young licensed and ordained minister, nobody told me that. Nobody told me the divine personification of the sky. Nobody told me what I told you guys, that Egypt is a personification of the sky. The Bible is a personification of the Bible, or the body. Everything that's in the Bible is in the body. Everything that's in Egypt is in the sky. The bands of constellations in the, how can I put this delicately, Father? Now, I'm going to break all of this down so that way you can understand Uranus. Uranus, where we get Uranus, that's what Jesus said in the Bible. Look at the definition of the word heaven. Go to the New Testament, find the word heaven, and then look it up in the original text. You're going to see this word, O-U-R-A-N-O-S. Well, now you do know that's a planet. That's a planet called Uranus. It's also a Greek god in the sky, according to Greek mythology. Now, it's also associated with the Roman god Calculus, C-A-E-L-U-S, where we get the mathematics called calculus. So in ancient Greek literature, Uranus, U-R-A-N-S, is the father of the sky. He has a wife called Gaia, which means earth in English. So earth in English means heart. Look at the word E-A-R-T-H. Take the H, move it to the front. Where you get the word heart. Okay, after you do that, drop the H. What do you have? E-A-R. Ear. Okay, put the H back. Take out the T-H. What do you have? H-E-A-R. Hear. So use your ear, brother, to hear what the earth is saying to your heart. It's all in one word. Now, there's a plethora of other words that I could, you know, talk about and we could break down and go on with. But let me make sure you understand something, brothers and sisters, because Hosea 4:6, as I talked about when you guys hopefully saw the message that I did on Sunday and I posted on my Facebook page and on YouTube. Now, in that scripture, it says that my people, so that means there's some people that are not his people. So today's message and all of my messages are for my people, meaning God's people, meaning the Father's children. Because it says in what we just read, what did we just read? What was it? Oh, yeah, 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Verse 2. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Verse 3, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Now, brothers and sisters, the title of the series that starts on November the 1st is called Kiliates. Now, Kiliates, just like Kilias, is a Greek word, or Greek words. Now, that Greek word and those Greek words, Kiliates, is found in Hebrews 6:1 when it talks about perfection, which is your true destiny is to go on to perfection, according to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, which says, brothers, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again, that means doing this again, the foundation of Jesus Christ and him crucified. The Father says, okay, after you guys get the foundation, please build a house. I know a lot of people, they got the foundation laid, but they ain't got no house. There's no walls. There's no ceiling. There's no windows. There's no doors. They got a foundation, but they ain't got no house. And the Father is saying, man, when are y'all going to build a house? Okay, I'm here to help y'all build a house. Now, my name in Hebrew means Bethesda. What does Bethesda means? Again, you go to my website, Master Teacher 33. You can read the whole story of who Bethesda is. What did he do? He built houses. He built the temple in the Old Testament, him and Moses. They used to hang out. Moses didn't do that, but get the orders. Bethesda built the house. That's my job. That's what I do for a living. I get paid very well to build temples because your body is the temple of the Ruach. Can't put the Ruach in a temple that don't hold it. So my job is to build up your faith, to build up your spirit, man, to give you some gnosis and some your knowledge, to destroy that demon of tradition so that way you can over and understand some true biblical truth. Not A, but the. Okay, brother, well, how are you going to do that, man? Because there's a lot of versions out there. How do we know the version? How do we know the truth from a truth? Again, three-stranded cords not easily broken. You're going to need some biblical proof. You're going to need some scientific proof. And you're going to need some non-canonized esoteric proof. And we're going to get that from Abzu, A-B-Z-U. Now, in the ancient text, it talks about Abzu. And so, in Sumner, in all of the ancient tablets, in all of the hundreds and thousands of clay tablets that they got over in the Smithsonian, about the Akkadian period and the Assyrian period and all of the other ancient periods that was thousands of years before our period, and most importantly, in the sky. I'm going to prove it to you because God said he's given us the sky. Psalm says that Psalms 19. I'm paraphrasing. You wouldn't look it up. Psalms 19 says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth his handiwork. Now, is that demonic? I don't know. I got Reverend Dr. Bishop telling me, brother, you're talking about the stars, man. That's demonic. Okay. Did you read Psalms 19? Maybe. I mean, I'm slow. I am a little slow. But damn, I ain't that slow. God made this. Okay, you don't believe me? Genesis 1. Can we all agree upon that? In Genesis 1:14 says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be signs and for seasons and for days and for years. God said that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, Reverend Dr. Bishop, now what's the problem? You still got a problem with understanding the stars? Because you don't worship them, homeboy. They are given to you for a freaking sign and for a season so that you can understand days and years. In other words, so you can understand what the beep is going on. Now, I'm a little high strung. Y'all already know that. I got dropped on my head when I was a kid. But according to the Jewish calendar, and according to the Hebrew calendar, before we got this Greco-Roman calendar, there were lunar and solar calendars that was based upon the lunar and solar eclipse that was 365 days. In the Dead Sea Scrolls, it talks about this. There's also a Qumran or a Quran calendar as well. All this stuff is in the Dead Sea Scrolls. But for some strange reason, all of that was replaced with the Gregorian calendar. Now, again, this is just the introduction to the new series that starts on November the 1st called Teleates, The True Destiny of Mankind, which is Be Ye Perfect. Why? For I am perfect. In your Bible, it says that God tells you, you, be perfect. So how come you're not perfect, homie? He told you to be perfect. That mentally first, what does that mean? That means you got to get rid of all of the negative thoughts that says, you know, go sleep with your neighbor's wife, or send Brother Will an email saying that he's drinking a purple Kool-Aid. Whatever thoughts you got in your head, homie, we got to purify those thoughts. Why? Well, 1 John 3:3 says, "And every man that has this hope in him, he purifies himself, even as he is pure." So there's something about getting rid of the old man, that's the flesh, that wants to major in the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. And we got to try to produce the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Okay, that's great, Brother Will. How are we going to do that? Man, I'm so glad you asked, because that's the same question I had. Because I had, again, all zeal, but I didn't have no knowledge. So I went to church, and it didn't change my behavior. So I knew I had an issue. So I asked Reverend Dr. Bishop, and they said, like, well, brother, just believe God, and, you know, everything's going to work out for you someday. Come back next Sunday and get your blessing. So I came back next Sunday, and the next Sunday, and the next Sunday, but I never got my blessing because I didn't understand the work. I didn't understand that faith without works is dead. Now, they told me faith without works is dead, but as I preached on Sunday, nobody broke it down for me. That's why I broke it down for you. So we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word faith means conviction. The word conviction means convict. Now, a convict is somebody who they went to trial and a judge saw enough evidence to convict them of the crime. So can I find evidence in your life to convict you of the crime of being a moral man or a moral woman? Can I? If I followed you around all day, like the, what do they call them? The people that be following the stars, or the paparazzi. If I followed you around like the paparazzi and took pictures of you, could I catch you doing love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control? Against such things there is no law. Can I catch you in the act of treating your brother the way you want to treat yourself, or where you would like to be treated? Is there enough evidence to convict? Now, the word faith means I got evidence to convict you. So faith, that means you got to be doing something that equals what you're thinking. And then without works. Now, remember, the Bible is always in reverse, because the powers that be, according to the book of Isaiah, they took the truth and they turned it upside down. So we switch it around. So works without faith is dead. Now, the word works, as we talked about before, that word in the Greek means ergon. The word ergon, that means a business or employment of occupation or occupied. That means the word occupied, that means totally consumed. But totally consumed with what? Well, the word, again, faith means pistis and pytho in the Greek. So pistis is what I broke down first. Now, pytho means induced by words. So faith means, pistis, you are convicted of the crime of being a moral man and a moral woman. How am I going to how do you get to be a moral man or a moral woman? Pistis. Pistis means you are convicted. Pytho, like python. Pytho means induced by words. Again, don't believe me, just look it up in your Strong's Concordance or your lexicon. So pytho means induced by words. Oh, you ain't hearing enough words. You ain't induced. You're hearing words, like you tune in, you're listening to me right now, and the words I'm saying, they are releasing chemicals in your body right now. You just don't know. Life and death is in the power of the, power of the tongue. This is called epigenetics in the Bible. It's called epigenosko. So epigenosko means to put words on top of your genes. So that way it changes the protein synthesis, so that way you do moral things. If you don't hear moral words, you're not going to do moral things. It's pretty much that simple. Now, the Bible also says, without works is dead. Then the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you can hear enough words, I am going to induce enough behavior. So faith means, again, got two words that's underneath the English word. It's pistis and pytho. So pytho means to induce or to change somebody by words. Pistis means to convict somebody of being something. So I can say enough words that will make you change your behavior, so that way a judge can convict you of the crime of being what those words say. So that means if you don't have the behavior, you don't have the words. Okay, how do we get the words, Brother Will? You said faith without works is dead. So faith means I got words that changes my behavior. So the word works means ergon. The word ergon means I got a business. Okay, what's my business? Well, it is the business of being occupied by the words that change the behavior. So the only reason that you're not moving towards 1 John 3, as I'm going to break down during this series that starts on November the 1st. Now, this is just the intro. Now, the intro is pretty good. I think that the intro is pretty good. So the intro says, hold up, time out. Something is occupying your mind. Because the word Erdogan means that all space, it means all your brain matter is preoccupied. There's no room for lust. There's no room for the cares of this world. There's no room for the pride of life. There's no room, because your brain matter is previously occupied. Let me say that again. See, this is what nobody told me. I went to church on Sundays, and I thought that was enough. And then I studied a little bit, this and another. And then I was just studying worse in English. And my behavior never changed. The devil is not stupid, y'all. He's the most cunning. So you got English, right? And you're looking up words, and you're reading the Bible in English. And English is like coloring with one color. Greek is like coloring with three colors. Hebrew is like coloring with seven colors. Aramaic is like coloring with 10 colors. Latin is like, you ain't coloring at all. Latinization is Satanization. Another study for another time. But let me make sure you understand. Faith is the substance. Now, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That means, faith means that in your brain, because I can't see it, is the substance of things hoped for. Substance, hope. You got hope, but you got substance at the same time. Ooh, where the substance at? It's in your skull, homie. Faith, it says now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So there's evidence that I'm a millionaire. Where's my evidence at? It's in my, you can't see it. So I'm a millionaire, but where's the evidence of my millions? I'm healthy. Where's the evidence? I am wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm wise, I'm in a toe-curling relationship. Where's the evidence? It's in my skull. Why? Erdogan means I am in the business. I have a job. I have a business, which I do. Strangest things to slice bread. So I have a life management system. What is the system? Is it designed for you to preoccupy your mind with your design? Come on, preacher. Let me say that again. I don't know if y'all got it. All I teach is people to preoccupy their mind with God's original design. Let me say that again because I don't know if you got it. The word Erdogan means to preoccupy your mind with God's. How come I can't get the design from the Reverend Dr. Bishop, Brother Will? How come I can't get the design from my college professor? How come I can't get my design from, you know, some curandero? How come I can't get my design from the shaman? How come I can't get my design from the plant deity, from ayahuasca or DMT, brother? Okay, let me break it down for you. There is this guy in the Bible. His name was King Og. Now, the word Og actually comes from the word Ur, which actually comes from the word An, which means Anu, which means Anunnaki, which means fallen angels. So everything on earth that you got, according, especially the book of Enoch, everything except breathing is from Og, old blood. Anybody got old blood? Og, O, Omega, Orphim. Another study for another time. Anywho, if my brother, if my sister, Og, where was Abraham from? Where was his daddy from? Anybody? Okay, let me answer the question for you. You are. Don't believe me? Again, I got 10 grand. 10 grand, you can prove me wrong. You are. What was It was called Magar, M-A-G-A-R. The word Magar is derived from a Turkish or a Bulgarian or a harmonic inclusive word that is broken down in many languages, but at the end of the day, it has to do with the Ungardons or the Ungarians or the Yugotons or what we call the Ugaritic, where we get the Masoretic Jews and the Ugaritic text. That's where your Bible's from. Ugaritic text. Don't believe me, look it up. The Ugaritic text. Ugaritic. Most people don't even know that. So the Utigars. Now, if you understand etymology, you will understand that you are means A-N, which is ancient Nibiru. Now, that also means Draco, because that's the utmost expanse of the south. Now, remember, when I was a young whippersnapper, I started an organization. I had no clue. I had the exact same colors. I had no clue. I built. Now, this has nothing to do with Bible. This was my job when I worked as a deed restrictions officer. I came up with an acronym because I was the first one hired. And they say, hey, you're an astute dude. Come up with a color scheme. Come up with a logo. And come up with a word for this new position that we hired you for. Okay, what is my position? Well, you got to ride around and tell people to cut their grass and don't paint their house. So here in San Antonio, Texas, there's a NIBI. It's still out there called Great Northwest. And so I developed an acronym. At least I thought I did. It was called DRACO, Deed Restrictions Architecture Control Officer. I had no idea, zero. The word DRACO means Anunnaki. I didn't know. I just thought I pulled it out of thin air. U-R-U means ancient dragon blood. Remember Kanye says that me and Trump, we got dragon blood. Kanye ain't stupid. Y'all better stop sleeping on Kanye. means or is from Ibru, which is Nibiru, which is a Hebrew, which is mean Hibaru. So Nibiru, Hibaru, Ibaru, Where was Abraham from? Anybody. Where was Abraham from? What is the foundation of all Hebrew religions? Islam and Christianity. Can somebody please break that down for me? I ain't going to wait. Hebaru. It means he that crosses over. Crosses over what? You do not want to know the answer to that question. Because UR is also URG is Urgrak. UR, which is where we get Iraq, IRA. Now, again, this is all the etymology. This is what I do for a living. I do this all day, every day. I just sit here and look up words. That's why I got 10 grand, anybody that can prove me wrong. Jerusalem, Uriel. There's the word, the letter UR is in Jerusalem, which means where the URs come from, URs. Now, I could go further, but on November the 1st, what I can share in a private session, because I ain't got to worry about who's listening. You don't want to miss that. Because, see, what you got, all of the stuff that's taught on this dimension, D-Y-E, not D-I-E, everything taught on this dimension is ancient serpentine dragon science. It's called blood ignition. We call it cognition. It is dedicated to Magar, or what is this in the book of Revelations? That old harlot, this is all Sangrian. That's where we get the word Sanskrit. What is the oldest languages? Sanskrit. Sanskrit comes from Sanquin or Sangrail. Remember the series I just did? Telepathic Holy Grail, but it's spelled G-R-A-A-I. I'm sorry, G-R-A-A-L in the ancient text. That means Son of the Dragon Blood. This is ancient serpentine or seraphim. Seraphim, what is a seraphim? Anybody? Seraphim, seraphims, orphans, angels. This is all fallen angels, bull shiznits. This whole planned net is an unauthorized production by Lucien Farr. Thus the reason he's the prince of the power of the air. As it says in the Apocalypse of John, it clearly states, he asked the Father, please, I know I messed up, but give me 7 days. And the Father says, go ahead, homeboy, do your thing. You got 7 days. Now, I don't know what 7 days equates, but obviously it's longer than 7 days here on this planned net, because 7 days has came and went from that time period, and we still chill. But all I know is that 7 days is getting close, because the planetary, the blood moons have come already, and the sun is releasing neutrinos. And what I'm going to share, all of the other proof that I will be sharing in the new series, go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, because you do not want to miss this series, because in this series, I'm going to break it down using your Bible. I'm just going to throw in the extra stuff, but my primary source of all proof of stuff that everybody said ain't in the Bible, I'm going to use the Bible to prove everything that everybody says ain't in the Bible. You see, brothers and sisters, the stars is the language of God or the universe. This inability to understand the pearl of great price, the rose of Sharon, the constellations that tells the true story of the messianic prophetic that talks about the true Messiah, not Constantine Messiah. Nah, bruh. You must over and understand, brothers and sisters, because they changed the lion's gate. Remember the series that I just did? The Greek word zodiac comes from the Hebrew word sodah, S-O-D-I, which literally means, in English, the way. Constantine ain't stupid. Neither is Lucien Farr. They want to keep you trapped down here. So when you read Isaiah 47, verse 13, it throws you off. Isaiah 47, because people tell me, I say, well, Brother Will, Isaiah 47, 13, brother says, thou art worried in the multitude of our counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shalt come upon thee. And that is all true. If you got Constantine's astrology, you in trouble, boo-boo. You got to have something that goes back 11,000 years before Constantine was a hatch form. That's called biblical alphanumerics. Why? The enemy is not stupid, okay? What's that mean, Brother Will? That means that when the Nibiru came down here, Anu, King Anu, and his sons, Enki and Enel, they wanted workers, so they manipulated the gene pool of who? Okay, who is Anu daddy? Who is Enki and Enel daddy? Who's the fallen angels daddy? Okay, who produced Nibiru, where them knuckleheads is from? Psalms 147, verse 4. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Who's he? Excuse me. See, a lot of people like to play. Because a lot of people are interested in religion because it gives them attention. That used to be me, too. I had a subconscious. It's like, why did I go into law enforcement? Most cops, they go into law enforcement because there was the guys that got bullied when they was kids, or they got their lunch money took, or they didn't get the girl. They didn't get seen, so they get a badge and a gun. I mean, well, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for other people. See, I wasn't like a world-class athlete like my brother was, and, you know, I wasn't, you know, an A student. You know, I wasn't eloquent. You know, I was just invisible. So I was like, you know what, man, I'm tired of being invisible. I want to be seen. So I used to run around downtown San Diego with my shirt off in the middle of the day so I could be seen. I used to go to the gym and lift the house so I could be seen. I became a cop so I could be seen. I became a preacher so I could be seen. Now, this is all unconscious. This is looking back. This is like 30 years ago. Because I was a nobody. I want attention. Now, I don't give a beep if nobody knows my name. Because I know his name. I got a relationship with the big G, not the little one. The little one, he runs this planet. And pretty much 99% of everybody I know, they worship in the little G and they don't even know it. The word, the Greek word bootes, B-O-O-T-E-S, comes from the Hebrew word boof, which means to come. Nobody knows that is in the Bible. At least nobody I talk to. Because it talks about it in Psalms 96, verse 13. And what is it talking about? The stars. Most people don't even know that the destroyer that came, they put the blood post over the doors of the Old Testament. Look up the word destroyer in the original text. They lied to you, man. Well, they didn't lie to. Job says that you have inherited lies. Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, now this is in your Bible. You know, that, again, because I primarily talk to, well, let me talk about myself. I was a Bible thumper. And I had the Bible, and I had sin. And the Bible says you're not supposed to do those two things. And I had a moral problem. I had behavioral issues. I wanted to do the right thing. I wanted to be like my, you know, like my siblings. They got up every day and they went to work and they came home. And they loved their wives and, you know, they hugged trees and, you know, saved whales and all of that good stuff. They was, you know, law-abiding citizens. They were. I had a form of godliness, but I had no power. When I was a little kid, they called me little badass Willie. Nobody liked me. When my mom died, my brothers and sisters, everybody had somewhere to go except me. I didn't have nobody. Nobody wanted to take me in. Now, nobody said that to my face, but the vibe was like, oh, man, there he goes again. Yeah, little badass Willie, dad, I don't know, man. Even my own brothers and sisters didn't like me. Now, they wouldn't tell me that to my face, but I could pick up the vibe, because when I call them, they usually didn't. Again, I told them 20 years ago. So I knew something was wrong, brothers and sisters, but nobody could tell me what was wrong and how to freaking fix it. I know a lot of people sell wolf tickets, man. I know a lot of people talk about they can preach, turn over chairs, but look at their life. I used to be one of those people. See, I can see, I got good discernment. I've been on both sides of the fence. I was a devil before I became an angel. Now, other people, they talk a good game, but they ain't from the hood. See, I go to the hood, I feel right at home. You can send me to a supermax prison, I run it in about a week. See, I was a freaking convict before I ever went to prison. I just didn't get caught. There was nothing nobody did in prison other than maybe murder that I hadn't already did. So when I was in Wilder, the reason I was a good at freaking guard, because I used to be an inmate. So the stuff I teach, it ain't book. It's real life. I've already lived it. I used to work for the devil. I know all his tricks. I didn't read about it. I didn't watch no movies. Me and the devil used to hang out. And I'm telling you, you got a form of godliness, but you don't have no power. Not you, but you know people you know. Because your life should produce fruit. If I walk up to you and call you out your name and you want to punch me in my mouth, you might want to check your salvation. Because your salvation should be evidence. If you got a relationship with the big G reframes you. And well, at least he does me. That old man, he's still there, man. That old man, he's still there, but he chained up in the basement. And every once in a while, somebody comes along and they push all the right buttons, and I'll be like, oh, man, I want to meet this fool in the parking lot. Brother Rome, you know what I'm talking about, brother. You want to meet him in the parking lot, Holmes? But then I'm like, no, can't do that. That's the old man. And then I say, get thee behind me, Satan, for it's written. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he shall flee. Brothers and sisters, this new series, it's going to be nothing that you've never heard before. The book of Jeremiah says that we have inherited something. What did we inherit, brothers? Lies. Who lied to us? Why did they lie to us? Let me close with Jeremiah 16, verse 14, because y'all know I'll be here all day. Jeremiah chapter 16. This is why this is so important. Because what I'm going to share during this series, I'm going to give you now. Again, if you want to get a jump start, go to Google and type in Joseph Atwater. He'll mess up your theology quick. This fool got books. He got research. He got evidence. I don't know if I would go as far as Joseph Atwater, but yeah. Jeremiah 16. It talks about something about restoring. God is he's restoring something that was lost. It's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's our forefather's fault. But if you don't do nothing with this information, excuse me, then it becomes your fault. Jeremiah chapter 16, let's start with verse 18. Jeremiah 16, 18, and I will first repay them double their iniquity for their sin, because they have defiled my land, and with the carcasses of their detestable idols, and they have defiled my inheritance with their abominations. Jeremiah 16:19. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of distress. The nations will come to you from all the ends of the earth, and they will say, our fathers inherited nothing but lies, worthless idols of no benefit at all. Verse 20, Jeremiah 16:20. Can man make gods for himself? Such gods are not gods. See, brothers and sisters, we've been given something, but I don't know if what you got is authentic, because again, faith without works is dead. So if you hear the right words, you're going to produce the right behavior. I'm living proof. All I did was like something's wrong with my behavior. And I'm listening to the words of the Reverend Dr. Bishops, of the TV preachers and everybody, the people around me. And I went into the self-help movement, and my behavior got worse. I got more arrogant. I got more cocky. I had more of white privilege mentality, which is says, I just walked in and says, you owe me something, boo-boo. I had a bad childhood, so therefore you got to pay. And people told me, no, bro, you don't work, you don't eat. Now, like, I don't have to work. Everybody owes me. Why? Why do I owe you? Because bad things happen to me, and it's not necessarily your fault, but you got to pay me. Somebody got to pay me. That was my thought. That was my mentality. I carried myself like somebody owed me something. Now, nobody said nothing to me, but I knew something was off, brothers, just like you know something's off inside your own behavior. Now, I'm not talking about your neighbor, you. Because we are devoid of the fruit of the Spirit, many of us. And I said, Father, I want to be like you. He said, well, son, you got to find the truth. I said, I already got the truth. I'm licensed and I'm ordained. I preach already. I lay hands on people. I shout in church on Sundays. This is back in the day when I was licensed and ordained minister, still lying and cheating on my wife. And didn't go to church on Sunday. Lied on my taxes, did everything like everybody else. Father said, you got a form of godliness, but you ain't got no power. I mean, that's not possible. I quote scriptures. You don't understand. I was fasting, praying, and doing everything that everybody else was doing. But guess what, brothers? Guess what, sister? If your behavior and the world's behaviors are the same, let me say it again. I'm not a leaf inspector. I'm a fruit inspector. And the fruit that I see, I can't tell the difference between the world and the church. I can't. Because I started with myself, and I realized that, damn, I'm doing the same thing that the people in the world are doing, but I'm supposed to be a man of God. How the hell am I going to be a man of God? I'm doing the exact same thing the world doing. That's when I knew I had a problem. But the people that was counseling me, they were worse than me. Not that behavior is everything, but intention is. So I had to change. I had to check myself. So I looked in the mirror, and I got on my knees, and I asked the Father on January the 1st of 2009, if you real, if you real, I don't think you real. That's what I said. I said, but if you real, show me yourself. Prove it to me. Scientifically, prove it to me. Biblically, prove it to me. Esoterically. If you do that, I'll work for you like a Hebrew slave. And I'll tell everybody and their grandmother. And since January the 1st of 2009, when I was sitting in an apartment on Perrin-Bottle Avenue in San Antonio, Texas, with a loaded gun in my hand, with a warrant out for my arrest. And I used to work in prison, so I damn sure wasn't going. So I said, well, I'm going out suicide by cop. From that day to this, my God, the real one, he ain't let me down. I don't know what you got going on in your life, brothers. I don't know what you got going on in your life, sisters. But if you have a relationship with the real God in your heart, all that mayhem you used to do, you can't do it no more. You want to do it, you want to do it. The desire is still there. The thoughts still come. But there's a governor. There's something, there's a switch inside of you that says, I can't do that. But nobody's around, man. You understand? I can get away with it. Yeah, but you wouldn't want that done to you. And I'd be like, oh, that's right. Okay, I'm not going to do that. That's what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. And that's what I want to help establish in your life. So, brothers, November the 1st, we start part one of the seven-hour series where I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify some very difficult information because it's going to shatter all the things that we've been taught. But after, just like what happened to me on January the 1st of 2009, when God pulled the rug off from under me and he took away all my tradition, and he gave me teleates. He gave me the truth, not King James Version. Once I got rid of King James Version, my life changed. And your life can change too. Because God, the real one, is not a respecter of person. And he wants you to become a son of God, of the enemy. So brothers and sisters, I am the one and only, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Royal dream, royal dream.
On my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost lost inside the vision, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay bust like hives and fly to true ambition. Till the numbers just multiply, then we can start true building. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Ring my bell, think of your crown, royal dreams, royal dreams.